welcome to the 11th annual Christmas Eve Eve party and piano recital. Thank you all for coming, and thank you so much for sitting patiently as I work my way through a little bit of the classical repertoire. I do this every year. Don't worry, it's painless. It lasts for less than an hour. And hopefully it'll be fun. Hopefully you'll have a good time. Today, we have a lot of people here, so I just want to say that there are two exits in the front of the house. Two exits in the rear. Should it become necessary now? All right. I'm only playing two pieces tonight. And guess who wrote one of them? If you know me, you know there will be Bach, right? So the first piece is by Johann Sebastian Bach. The second piece is by Johannes Brahms, one of the other B's. And both of them, so I'm only playing two pieces tonight. And the first is about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes long. The second one is maybe 25 minutes, half an hour. But they're in different sections, so don't worry. Hopefully you won't fall asleep.
Not a chance.
And I'll try to tell you enough about the piece to keep it interesting for you. So they're both in the key of B-flat. And I've never done that. I've never played an entire recital all in one key. And it made me think of musical affect. So if you know about... how many of you are musicians here? How many play an instrument? Mm-hmm. How many have perfect pitch? Anybody? Do we have some? You have perfect pitch?
Sort of close to perfect.
Close
pitch.
Okay. So when I first heard about musical affect, so musical affect is a belief in the Baroque period and the Classical period that different keys actually had different moods that they would create automatically just by virtue of being in a different key. And I thought, oh, this is crazy, because I know the math of equal temperament and equal tuning, and I thought, well, all keys are the same. But if you have perfect pitch, chances are you also see music in colors. And because of those colors, it's going to affect the way you perceive the music in a slightly different way. Different keys have different colors. The key of A, I think a lot of people see it as yellow. Mm-hmm. I know I do. Key of E is orange, sort of. Key of F would be more red. And the key of B-flat is, anybody? Purple. Purple. Yeah, exactly. So as such, the affect of the key of B-flat is seen to be regal, grand. The national anthem is in B-flat, maybe by accident, but maybe not. Right. So very, very grand music will be, you know, it's naturally a grand key. So I'm going to be playing a lot of very grand music for you today. The first piece by Johann Sebastian Bach is a partita. I've played partitas before, so those of you who have been to this rodeo know that it's a dance suite, right? So it's a collection of different pieces of music intended to be danced to. The first movement is usually an overture, which is the call to the dance, right? And then usually Bach suites have these four movements. There's an allemande, which is a German stepping dance, a courant, which is a French stepping dance, a sarabande, which is a Spanish slow dance, and then a gigue, which is, I guess, English and fast. What Bach did in this partita, so he has the overture, then the German dance, the French dance, the Spanish dance, then he puts a minuet and trio in ahead of the gigue. Anyway, so how many movements now? There's this many movements.
Is there a chaconne?
There's no chaconne. There's no chaconne. So it's just it's an overture, which doesn't really have a particular form, and then the five dances. All right. So, partita number one in what key?
B flat.
By Bach.
By Bach.